Real quickly, before we get to be the this shouldn't be a thing, a little update on my birdhouse situation from yesterday. And this sounds silly, but I've thought about it a lot, why I was so obsessed about this, and I'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. But I have this bird that has been stuck with his little head out of one of this slat on the side of this birdhouse, not the hole coming out the front. And so I got home yesterday. He's been stuck there for 2 days, and it was driving me crazy. And so I got home, and I looked at the front, and it looked like his eyes were closed, and I thought he was dead. And so I did. I got the ladder out, and I managed to pull out the birdhouse from the back, and I moved it just a little in case, because I didn't want to break his little neck.
Yeah.
And I got the birdhouse out, and I pried off one of the tops, and there's two little birds in there looking at me going, what?
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to sleep, lady.
It was fine. I'm fine. So Darwin and Louise are fine. Once I saw they were okay and his little head wasn't stuck in there, and I couldn't get the panel back on because there were nails, and I couldn't get the nails to line up correctly, and I don't want them stabbing themselves in their little heads. So the birdhouse is back with a slight minor roof adjustment.
It's got a skylight. That's what it has now.
Skylight.
Do you know what the property value on that birdhouse is going to be? It's going to be a sky. If it was in Tosa, it would be so expensive to live there.
But I thought a lot about this and why it was bothering me so much. And I really think it's because, and I don't think I'm alone in this, a lot of us feel frustrated and helpless and unable to do anything for things that are going on in the wider world.
Yeah.
And it feels very frustrating and really, it makes you crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything. It can wear you down.
It can wear you down.
And so I think in this instance, I felt like I have the opportunity to do something.
Yes.
This is a small, insignificant thing, but I think that was why it was making me so crazy. And I just want to thank everybody who texted in yesterday and called in with suggestions. That made me feel so much better. I cannot thank you enough for caring about that.
Thank you for sharing all that, Jane. I really appreciate that. And I'm sure everyone listening does as well. And it's not a little thing. It's important to you. It's important. That's all there is to it.
Well, and hopefully, again, now we have a skylight on the birdhouse, so we'll see what happens with that. I'll keep you updated on Darwin and Louise, which is kind of what I landed on. We'll see how that goes. It's late. Calvin, we can squish it in. Let's do it for today. 10:56. It's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Here is the headline from CVT News. Camper singing his heart out triggers search and rescue response in British Columbia. A man camping alone, singing, was mistaken for someone in distress, prompting a full search and rescue response, including police and a drone team from British Columbia. Volunteers say they were in the midst of a training session last week when they got sent out to a popular hiking destination. Two concerned hikers called 911 after they said they heard repeated plaintive cries. People who responded found one guy, lone camper, singing his heart out to the trees, blissfully unaware that the acoustics of the area had turned this into, it was sounding like he was yelling for help and he was actually just singing.
He was singing Help by the Beatles. That was the problem.
He wasn't in trouble unless you count his singing. He's all fine. Everybody's good.
Again, another situation, whether it's the Mustard Museum, Barry from the Mustard Museum, it's someone just doing what they need, you helping the birds, doing what you need to just feel a moment of amazement, whether it's building a museum, helping a bird, singing to the trees. Never stop doing those things, people, and I'm being dead serious.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.